This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Senate confirms one important cyber role, but holds up another. A new change will let service members hold the Defense Department accountable for malpractice. And the CFPB will start monitoring loans given out to those in the military. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Chris Inglis is in. Jen Easterly is on hold, leaving the government with a hole in its cyber leadership. The Senate approved Inglis as the new White House cyber director yesterday, filling a position created by Congress in late 2020. But Senator Rick Scott placed a hold on Easterly's nomination to be the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in DHS. Scott says the hold has nothing to do with Easterly's qualifications. The Florida Republican is holding all DHS nominees until the president visits the southern border. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is looking at how it can better defend critical infrastructure in the wake of the Colonial Pipeline ransomware event. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
Lawmakers are questioning whether CISA is doing enough to work with critical infrastructure operators after the Colonial attack, but CISA officials say more organizations are coming to them for their cyber expertise. For instance, they saw a 400% jump in the views on their online ransomware guide in the week after the Colonial intrusion. Still, CISA officials admit they could always do more to bolster their outreach to the private sector. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Department of Homeland Security is building a new IT infrastructure to manage information about domestic terrorism. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the system will be used to share information with state, local, tribal, and territorial entities. DHS has also established a Center for Prevention Programs and Partnerships to Combat Domestic Violent Extremism, as well as a new domestic terrorism branch within the Office of Intelligence and Analysis. The Biden administration recently launched a first-of-its-kind national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. The Navy has a retention problem when it comes to the officers who will help lead its surface ships. The Government Accountability Office says members of the surface warfare officer community are unusually likely to leave the Navy early in their careers. The problem is especially acute for female sailors. GAO says the Navy needs to do more to create specialized career and training pathways. In surveys, nearly two-thirds of surface warfare officers said they'd be better prepared for Navy careers if the surface fleet had more specialization. Military service members will soon be able to hold the Pentagon accountable for medical malpractice, Federal News Network's Scott Massioni reports.
Starting in mid-July, service members will be able to file claims against the military for mishandled medical treatment. The policy change stems from a law passed by Congress about a year and a half ago. At last check, about 227 troops had filed malpractice claims against the military, totaling a potential of $2.2 billion in payouts. There's no judicial review for the claims. The policy states that all determinations by the Defense Department are final. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it will restart examining lenders that may be taking advantage of military service members. The CFPB says it will continue enforcing the Military Lending Act, which limits interest rates on service member loans to 36%. The Trump administration stopped monitoring for violations in 2018. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says he's considering systemic changes to make sure the military keeps closer tabs on its firearms. We get more from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
The interest in small arms accountability follows an Associated Press investigation that found at least 1,900 weapons were lost or stolen from the military services over the past decade. General Mark Milley says the Pentagon is taking the report seriously.
I was frankly shocked by the numbers. The reports I have from the services are significantly less than are reported in the media. So I need to square the balance here.
Milley testifying before Congress yesterday, DOD used to send lawmakers regular reports on missing and stolen weapons, but that practice appears to have stopped sometime in the 1990s. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
Category management policies are slashing the number of small business vendors receiving government contracts. A report from the Women's Chamber of Commerce finds that small business vendors dropped by 24% since 2017, with women-owned and veteran-owned small businesses suffering the most. Contract awards instead are falling into the hands of larger firms that rank higher in the best-in-class tiers. The federal government is still meeting its statutory goal, however, of having small businesses make up 23% of all contracts awarded. GSA chooses hundreds of vendors for its first set of awards under its latest small business government-wide acquisition contract. Federal News Network's Jason Miller brings us the details.
426 vendors in the 8A program made the cut in the first cohort under the 8A Stars 3 program. The General Services Administration announced the first set of awards yesterday. Under the 8A Stars 3 vehicle, small firms will provide an assortment of IT services, including emerging technologies like AI and RPA. GSA says this is the first set of awards under the government-wide acquisition contract that has a ceiling of $50 billion. GSA also says it will make awards in phases, with more coming later this summer. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
And in an effort to promote racial justice and equity, the Agriculture Department is opening the door for public input. A request for information will help the agency identify barriers that exist in the USDA staff and programs for people of color and other underrepresented communities. Public input is available until July 15th. USDA will provide the information to a racial equity commission within the agency, which will launch later this year. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. I'm Eric White.